Kurtz, Mitch Fortner back here on The Game. Mitch Holthus is going to be on with us at 5:25 in hour two of the show. I see you tweeting about WWE over there on me from the Game account. Now you use I honestly didn't even realize that you use that much WWE music until Brian tweeted at us to inform us of that. You're just slipping all that past me.
The champions, like the main champions, get their music played every week.
Well, why can't the real champion of WWE, Jack Gallagher, get his music played as some bed music? That's going to be my new request.
I have.
You played Gallagher's music?
It's your fault for not noticing.
You have not played.
It's pretty cheesy stuff. It's like classical music.
You have not played Gallagher's music.
I did it once.
Okay. Well, I'm going to request that makes a more frequent appearance. By the way, what did I miss? He was on Raw on Monday?
Yeah.
What did I miss? What happened?
Not really. Just had a match. Nothing backstage or anything like that.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won.
And see, he's won, I believe, everything he's been involved in, at least on TV, since I discovered him. Jack Gallagher's the only good thing going right now.
He's hilarious, though. He's a lot of fun.
He is. He's awesome. I'm glad that he's catching on, I'm telling you. That's who you got to pay attention to. We should also pay attention to the winner of our Capital One Bowl Mania Bowl Pick'em Challenge that we did with ESPN for The Game. Despite my hot start, I still only finished in sixth. I did beat both you and Tyler, though. I was 1 point ahead of Mitch, and then Tyler finished in ninth. But the winner was 613 points overall by just one, the slimmest of margins. Winter's Winners wins the Bowl Pick'em. I actually happen to know the victor here, and I did promise that whoever won this could get like 60 seconds of airtime, so I'm working on that. If it happens, it's going to be pre-recorded. We got to make sure that I know what I'm putting on air if I'm just offering up somebody a random 60 seconds of airtime. But give them a chance to brag, hopefully, either on tomorrow or Friday's show. But I'm disappointed I did not perform better there. I actually won another Bowl Pick'em that I was in just with some friends. I think what happens here, and this is the problem with the Bowl Pick'em, there's so many games that you get bored after a while and just kind of start clicking and not really paying attention. And so apparently somewhere down the line I had a couple of them that were different, you know, between my two pools there. I would have competed much better if I would have just stuck with the same one for both. So, hey, at least I beat everybody else on the show. I don't know if this makes a statement about anything, but I beat everybody on this show, The Game. I also came in last out of everybody involved with PowerCat Game Day. So, I mean, I'm not saying, I guess, Stanton and Cole are more intelligent than the rest of us when it comes to predicting sports outcomes, but I might be
Stanton
saying that.
Stanton got lucky. Let's just put it that way. Got super lucky. I caved in the New York Six Bulls.
Mitch Holthus is coming on at 5:25 in hour two. When we return, how did Barry Brown handle the media after the questionable no-call at the end of the game against Texas Tech last night? We'll play the audio here on The Game.